So Hare Krishna, I welcome all of you very much to this katha about Srimati Radharani's sidelong glance of mercy. It's a katha I am giving for the first time in my life. There are some very, very nice subjects. And I pray to our Goswamis that I will be able to present it properly. I pray to Srila Prabhupada. It's a very confidential subject because we will actually hear about one very, very particular speciality of the spiritual world. The spiritual world, it's more important how you look or how the divine couple looks at each other than what they say. In other words, the glances are much more expressive than the words. And the logic here is there's only one mouth but two eyes. So you will hear about a very, very amazing subject matter, is that talking through the eyes with mouth closed. And you will hear actually about a very important thing you need to know when you take darshan, that is when the eyes of Radha fall upon you and what this will do with you. Very, very nice. It will help you also in relating to the deities, because if you look very carefully at the altar, have you noticed how Radharani is so kind in Golokadham? Have you noticed?
Yes.
She's at the same time very shy and tender, but in the past, that is what we all feel. She was a little bit more withdrawn. But now she is very much there for the devotees, perhaps because we need more mercy to navigate our slippery path through the age of Kali, you know, perhaps. So, yes, the many things I just pray that I will be able to bring all this together. It will work. Okay. Please join me. Namo. Which is the tonality? What?
Okay. One moment. We forgot. Got one thing here.
Namo Vishnu Padaya
Krishna Prasadaya
Oh,
dear devotees, long day comes to the closure, and not only that, a long, long retreat, I mean, long in the sense that there was so much going on, comes down. I request you now to just arrive here in the space. We have good air for you, wonderful atmosphere, and just now bring the attention which you needed to put very concentrated on the various katas, so that nothing would slip by your attention. Please bring it now inside. Chant from your heart the holy names. There's nothing else to do. You are sitting in a sacred place, supervised, or the guidance here is taken by Radha and Krishna, who are here looking at us. So beautiful, so beautiful. Hare, Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare
Hare, Hare
Krishna,
Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare Hare Rama
Rama
One more time, all of us, please sing Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada.
Galitam Shikandam. When can I blissfully worship that Radhika whose arrow-like glances cause the Prince of Braj to faint? His yellow cloth fall off, his crown to loosen, and his flute fall from his hand. When will the day come when the sad drama of my conditioned life will recede in the background? I will be a blissful worshipper of that Radhika whose sidelong glances are most powerful. My dear devotees, this glance which comes from the corner of the eye of Srimati Radharani is worshipped by a beautiful prayer. Anyone who prays this prayer will join Srimati Radharani in her eternal kingdom, and we will sing the first stotram now, the first verse now, and after some time we will sing the 12th verse. It's the favorite prayer of the Vrijbasis. Muninda Vrindavandite Triloka Shokaharine. You can sing along with me. Shiva said to Gauri, Parvati, his wife, she's adored by all the best of sages. Please know, it is Radha who removes all the miseries of the three worlds, whoever is in that three worlds. Radha's joyful face blooms like a lotus flower. In Braja's secret groves, Radha delights in pastimes of love. Banunandini Radha is the charming daughter of King Vrishabhanu, and she always associates intimately with Sri Nanda Nandana. Radha, oh, when will you shower upon me your sidelong glance of mercy? Let us say this all together. Oh Radha, oh, when will you shower upon me your sidelong glance of mercy? My dear everyone, this glance which comes from the corner of the eyes is so powerful that Krishna lives to catch this glance fall upon him. You must understand, Krishna is incredibly powerful. When he takes his flute to his hand and starts playing, every single ruler of the universe, every devata, becomes bewildered and chaos results. Shiva may be absorbed in playing his dim-dimya drum and dance. When he hears the flute of Krishna, he stops. Brahma may be engaged in creating while sitting on his lotus flower, but as he hears the ragas from Krishna's flute, he becomes so astonished that he gets bewildered. Do I create the earth planet first, or and then the moon, or first the moon? The four sages, the four Kumaras who sit in silent meditation, when they hear Krishna's flute play, they become disturbed and then they don't know what part in the mantra is next about which we meditate. And Anantadev, let me tell you about Anantadev, who holds the planets on his hoods. The atheists amongst you will say that the law of gravitation gets disturbed, and he starts to sway and then move in this way and that way. My dear devotees, what will happen to this world when Krishna continues to play on his flute? Now, This is the effect on the powerful rulers of the universe. But the effect on the gopis is simply indescribable. When they hear a favorable breeze, who is their friend, carrying the sound of Krishna's flute play into the ears, they leave everything and everyone behind. They may be just serving their husbands chapatis and sabji. They drop all the supplies and run to the forest. They may just be engaged in breastfeeding their children. When they hear the flute sound, they drop their babies. And the babies shout, Hari Bol! And run to the forest. They leave everything. Not a single obstacle is too big to hold them back, to move towards Krishna. However, when Srimati Radharani looks at that powerful Krishna who wields his influence over everyone in this world and the spiritual world, when Radha looks at Krishna, the conqueror of the powerful Chanura wrestler, everything changes. Krishna, the prince of Braj, starts to faint. His yellow cloth slips off his, his hip, and his crown with the peacock feathers loosens and slips, and finally that flute which controls the atoms and the rulers of the universe and the gopis and everyone, that flute slips from his hand. Let us pause here for a moment. A skilled hero, when he enters the battlefield, he can take on 100 soldiers at the same time on the battlefield and level them to the ground. He can fight with 100 soldiers. But there are heroes who are even more powerful than the skilled hero. They are called Mahavira. When they come on the battlefield, they shoot only one single arrow at our hero, and our hero then falls to the ground, his turban slips, and also his dhoti may fall down. Yes, so Krishna controls the hero of all heroes. Sorry, Krishna is the hero of all heroes. But Radha only needs to cast a single glance at Krishna, and then that same flute which controls everything falls from his head, and his yellow dhoti that looks like steady lightning in the night sky, steady means it does not move, it stays there, that dhoti slips and falls. And finally, Krishna stumbles and faints. In the scriptures, it is described that once the beautiful gopis met with Krishna under the Bandiravat on the other side, the western bank of the Jamuna, and they were standing where Krishna was and said, Krishna, what do you do here? What are you good in doing? Tell us one thing you are good in. Krishna smiled. I'm very good in wrestling, and I play many wrestling games with my enthusiastic, joyful friends here under the in the shade of the Bandira Vat. And usually I win. Aha, said the beautiful Gopis. You are known as the man of words, the god of words. You spoke the Gita, but now we want to see a proof. We want to see you wrestling with our Ishwari Radha and see if you can defeat her in wrestling. Krishna said, well, I'm ready. There was something in his voice where it seemed to the some of the gopis he was not so sure if he was ready. So Krishna was brought in one kunj, and his cowherd boyfriends, there were the three of them, Madhumangal, say,
Madhumangal,
Ujjwal,
Ujjwal,
and Sudamsaka. They dressed him in the dress of a wrestler. In the other kunj, the beautiful gopis dressed Radharani also in the dress of a wrestler. In the spiritual world, in Vrindavan, colors which are worn as dresses are expressing a lot. So they took they got a special zari for Shrimati Radharani, and then they took the front part through the legs so that the sides were brought a little up, not much up, but tighter to the body, and they put it in the back, and they also put Krishna's dhoti in a more, you know, they bound it in such a way that no one could grab and throw him from the dhoti, you know. So they dressed Radharani in beautiful flower decorations. They made her hair very stylish for a wrestling game. And the same was done with Krishna. He got his top knot, you know, the hair was bound together here. And his lotus eyes were fully visible. There were no hair left and right. And they made a little flower thing around the top knot. And then both our heroes were brought out of their respective dress kunyas. There was a wrestling arena arranged, which had crystal clear white sand. It had four poles in the four directions of the sky. There were flowers around, and the noose were distributed through the forest of Vrindavan so that all the animals, the deers, the parrots, the chipmunks, the monkeys, of course, how could we mention them at the end? They all came and were there ready for the biggest wrestling game that was ever fought. Everyone was invited except the parents of Radha and Krishna, because it would be a fierce game, a wrestling game. So as Radha was led by Lalita and Vishakha out of her dressing kunja, she walked very sweetly and elegantly. You must know, Radharani, this image is very nice, very sweet, very tender. But a strong warrior on the battlefield of love. This was a wrestling match of love. So when Krishna came out of his dressing chamber, he looked at Radha, and at that moment Srimati Radharani cast a single sidelong glance. It means it came through this corner, you know, on Krishna. And Krishna started to tremble, being overcome by the force of Radharani's loving emotions, and great ecstasy came in Krishna's heart. He started to sweat. Lalita joked, "Oh, are you so confident? You are already on the way sweating. It has not even started." Radharani threw a second glance, and this time Krishna's knees started to shake. It's ecstasy. You know, my dear devotees, this is a loving pastime, and you will see the force of that one thing that can conquer God, that is loving ecstasy. So when the arrow-like glance of Srimati Radharani fell on Krishna, his knees started to tremble. He said to Sudam, "Let me lean on your shoulder." And Sudam said, come on, friend, we have not even started. But Krishna. And then he became immobilized out of the loving glance. There's a verse, my dear devotees. It is sung by Raghunath Das Goswami. He says, "O Radhe,
O Radhe,
O Swamini,
O Swami."
Krishna is always seeking you everywhere. Krishna is always seeking you everywhere, and he will do anything and everything just to see you. Yesterday I saw he was milking a cow at Teer Kadamba. But when he saw you, his hands, which he needed to nicely milk the udder of the cow, started to tremble. And when you cast your effulgent glances upon him, Krishna froze like a statue fashioned from dark musk. Musk smells very nice, you know. So statue out of musk. At that time, Radha, you merely laughed at him with your blue eyes and passed by him like a female swan swimming on the Yamuna. This is the power of your glance. Dear devotees, we need to now look at Radha's eyes and how we can understand her glance. This is really inside information. It is priceless. You please listen. But first, again, we want to chant the first mantra of this beautiful prayer. Everyone, Munina Vrinda Vandite Tiloka Shoka Harini Prasanna Vata Pankaje Nikunja Bhuvi Vasini
the last verse.
Kada karishyasi yamam vibhagadam shavaranam. The last line says, Radha, oh, when will you shower upon me your sidelong glance of mercy from your eyes? My dear everyone, how do Radha's eyes look like? What is the color of the apple of the eye, the pupil, you know? Dark blue. Why? Yes, she always likes to see Krishna. In the Western poetry, we say, angels are blind to the things of the world because they only see the light-filled God. No, so Radha only sees Krishna. Every morning, one gopi comes to her. This gopi is known as the gopi who is perfect in attending to Krishna, to Radha's eyes. Her name is Sudevi. She comes, she has a little tablet with a little containers. Everything she needs to decorate Radha's eyes with black eyeliner. And as she paints a black line around Radha's eyes, she says, oh Radha, I'm putting this black kajal around your eyes so that you will remember that the black Krishna is all around you. He's never far away from you, just like the black kajal is all around you. And I'm putting this black eyeliner also around you because I want to remind you of the secret of your eyes. They exist only to see Him. Remember when Krishna told Radha, I want to appear in this world, please come with me. She said no. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Why? Asked Krishna. Well, these eyes are not meant to see the world. They're meant to see only you. Well, said Krishna, would you be satisfied if the first thing which you see is me? Radha said yes. So she appeared and she was blind, my dear devotees. Everything was perfect. She had an effulgence like a goddess, but her little eyes were closed. Only when little Krishna came, pulled himself up her cradle, then Radha opened her eyes and saw the first thing, Krishna. So Sudevi tells Radha, your eyes exist only to see Him, and that's why I put black all around you. Then she massages, decorates, first she massages the limbs of Radha with fragrant oil, and then adorns her hair every morning with the finest and choicest of flowers. These eyes of Radha, you must know, are expert in the art of communication. As we heard in the beginning, in Vrindavan, glancing is more important than talking. Because the vision is more intimate. Certain glances mean this. There is, for instance, the Kutil Netra is a very complicated glance. I cannot dare to try to say it. There's many multi-levels. There is the Hasi Netra, most happy glance with wide open eyes. There is The Jala Anjali Netra, a glance that is like drops of tears that blurry the vision and make it watery. So through these and many, many, many other glances, Radha communicates things to Krishna which only Krishna understands. And amongst all the many types of glances, there are the Kataksha glances. These are the glances which are glanced at, you know, from the corner of the eye. I mean, we human beings can do a poor thing, but let me, can you see? I'm not looking at you. Where do I look? You don't know? Any idea? Radha Madhavan, yes. Now I look somewhere else. It's a sidelong glances. It's a speciality in Vrindavan. And my dear devotees, there are many types of sidelong glances, of which one is especially interesting for us. Would you like to hear about the sidelong glances?
Yes.
There is the Kataksha Jvala. It's a fierce sidelong glance like fire. When Krishna gets that glance by Radharani, he knows he has to change something. There is the Prasanna Kataksha, very happy glance. The Bana Kataksha, it's really like a sharpened arrow which comes from Radharani and it goes right into the heart of Krishna. Then there is the Manmata Kataksha, a very attractive glance. Then there is the Charu Kataksha, is a very intoxicating glance. Then there's the Samdata Kataksha. It's a glance which speaks very loud and many things. And then there is the Kripa Kataksha, the sidelong glance filled with mercy. And we will hear in a moment about that glance, because that is of significance for us. That glance we want to get into this world. Before we do this, we will say for today, we take the leave of Shishi Radha Madan Mohan. Did you see what is... Oh!
Thank you.
Oh my God, my life is successful. I have a flowers from the hands of Radha. Now my life is also insecure, because what will happen when I go through the darkness? Who will wait in the layers? So yes, so here is our last chance to look at Radha. Again, all sing this last line. Kada kare sasiyama gita. One more time. Kada kare sasiyama gita. Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Radha Madan Mohan, 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 Rad Dear devotees, when the eyes of God fall upon us, because we have perhaps pleased the Lord, everything is all right. And when the eyes of Radha, laden with mercy and compassion, fall upon us, love arises in our hearts spontaneously without any effort. But oh, what are our days when the eyes of the Lord, when the eyes of Radha are turned away from us. Krishna speaks about this being seen. He says, O my queen Radha, let your gaze meet mine, let your eyes meet my eyes, and give my eyes the shelter that I beg for. My eyes are the darkness of night, and only your eyes help me see. They are like a flash of lightning. My eyes alone, without your mercy on me, are like the dryness of a desert, and your eyes are like the life-giving rain. My eyes are like little children who have lost their parents. My eyes are orphans, and your eyes are their only shelter. At the time when Radha looks into Krishna's eyes and Krishna looks into Radha's eyes, a great festival takes place, my devotees. The festival of the meeting of eyes. Once, Krishna, in a playful game, came from the behind, from the back, and closed Radha's eyes. But he soon noted that perhaps this was not the best idea. He said, "O Radhe, when I close your eyes, the entire world becomes a dark place of ignorance. It is only by you looking over the world that it is alive. When I close your eyes, the forest of Vrindavan loses all its flavors and hues. Your beautiful eyes alone bestow the color on Vrindavan. Without your eyes, the beauty of the world remains incomplete. From the glance of your beautiful eyes flow the beautiful notes of Mother Saraswati's Veena." And Radha said, "What you said about my eyes, my beloved, is true for your eyes. They are not different from mine." My dear devotees, how can we obtain that glance of Srimati Radharani that would give a rainfall in the desert of our heart? How can we obtain the glance by which our lives would get flavor and hues? And how will we get the glance of Radha's eyes by which our life will become beautiful? Listen very, very carefully now. You can become empowered with the glance of Radha only by one single thing. You will have to approach Radha with a mood of service. When you approach Radha in any other way, your eyes cannot receive the spiritual power of her glance. But if you approach her in the mood of seva, atasi Krishna namadi, we saw that verse, nabhavet grayam indriya sevan mukhe, hi jivaru svayam eva spuratyata. Krishna and Radha cannot be perceived by the dull material senses. However, if we turn to them in the mood of seva, they become manifest with their spiritual energy in us. The example of the transference of energy is given when you have a fire and you put a cold piece of iron in the fire, the heat and the light of the fire become transferred to the iron so that the iron begins to glow and show light and become very heated. No? So when you approach the fire of Radha, you will see in a service mood. And that starts with favor. That starts with Shraddha, I wanted to say, with faith. At that time, when you go before the deities, and pray with faith four qualities of Srimati Radharani will become transferred upon you, just like the heat of the fire becomes transferred on what? On the iron, yes. The first quality is you feel accepted. No matter how many times you have slipped, no matter how many times you have erred, no matter how many times you have even sinned, if you come to Srimati Radharani in her deity form with faith and devotion, you will feel Svetsi Biti Oredu. Everything will be all right. Everything is all right already. You also feel that maintenance, the Radharani, Radha Krishna, they will take care of me, they will maintain me and give me what I don't have and maintain what I have. And the third thing is you will become nourished and receive encouragement. This is the third thing. And the fourth quality is you feel forgiven. My dear devotees, I have a personal story to tell you. A few years ago, it could have been 20 years ago, I'm not so good in numbers, I was diagnosed cancer in the intestines, also Darmkrebs. That is something that went through my family and killed many relatives. It is something inherited. At that time, I was weak physically and mentally because I had just come out of a heavy surgery and I was physically really down. And you know, when you're very weak, you think, will I ever become all right? And then I got the cancer diagnosis. Lops. At that time I knew, now I must somehow make my way for a private darshan. I planned it very carefully because I was broken and paining. I needed half an hour to come from the guest house to here. I really moved like a snail. But finally, I was leaning here. That's my favorite place. On the balustrade. And I said, I'm damaged. I'm broken. I'm devoid of all hope. I'm now standing here. And I surrender unto you with faith. O Radha, O Krishna, bless me with your glance. Give life to me. Give hope to me, if you so wish. And my dear devotees, when I left this place, I was a different person. I think I needed only 25 more minutes to go back. But the main thing is, I was inside a different person. So I can only request you, try to turn to Radha. Don't act in a way that you turn away from her. Don't act in a way that she closes her eyes on you. Come to her like a little child, a little person, you know. Say, I'm your eternal servant. I lost my way here. I see only darkness, or I don't see clear directions. And you will feel from her glance on you acceptance, the promise that you are maintained, nourishment and encouragement, and also if there is something which you did that was not acceptable, you will be forgiven. If you don't do that again. So we will now chant the last verse of the Radha Kripa Kataksha Stava, Stava Raj. It is known as a king of prayers, therefore Raj. Raj means king. I have to find this. Yes, here it is. Can we go a little higher, please? Makeshwari Kriyeshwari Swadeshwari Sureshwari Hira Bharatishwari Ramana Shashaneshwari for practicing, and now we can really pray that with all of us, with a little, it's called devotional fervor. Are you ready? Good. Is it too high for you, or is it manageable? Okay. Vakeshwari Shiradike namostute Vrajeshwari Jai Jai Radhe Jai Jai Sham Jai 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 Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Hari ki jai Maharani 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 ki jai I
Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe
Even the children, they are saying Jai. Hare Krishna, please take your good seat. The sidelong glance of Srimati Radharani can be heard here in Goloka Dham by the most merciful Srimati Radhika. Tomorrow is another chance for you to have your darshan. You remember what you need to bring with you, some faith in this, and that is the service starts there. The devotional service starts with Shraddha, no? And you may offer something, flowers or anything. Come. You don't approach a guru with empty hands, and you don't approach a god or a goddess with empty hands. service mood is there, and this will give you a lot of wonderful mercy. I want to end with saying something that makes Radharani so dear to us. There is a book, it is called the Nimitta Shastra. It is omens. For instance, when you look into the mirror and you don't see your head, it's a very bad omen. I think you can understand. When black ravens circle above your house, it happens often in Gaura Bhavan. It's a very good omen. That's in a circle. Now, when in a lady's the left eye begins to quiver, do you know what is quiver? It makes a little twitching, you know, a little. This means soon something very auspicious is bound to happen. In men, it's when the right eye or the right side shows some, you know, some movement and so on. So once Srimati Radharani's left eye quivered, and she understood, this must mean that I will soon meet my lover, Sri Krishna. So the left eye was very fortunate. The right eye was not so fortunate because nothing had happened. So Radharani went around Vrindavan with the right eye closed because she wanted to always be reminded and in contact with that auspicious omen of the left eye. So in response to this, she closed her right eye and looked eagerly down the path. When will Krishna come walking And it's slightly, you know, he moves back and forth like a elephant drunken with love. Radharani look what moves like this, like a swan, which goes, have you seen swans? They go like this. But very beautiful, very beautiful. So Radharani's eye had moved as if a fish had jostled a lotus flower which was now quivering. In the same way, Srimati Radharani's eye anticipated the meeting with Krishna. Because as Sudevi reminds her every day, your eyes are meant to see Krishna only. What a wonderful person. But still, she has time to send her Kripa Kataksha into this world. Therefore, it says here, Prasanna Vakta Munindra Vrinda Vandite Triloka Shokarini. So Triloka means the world, three worlds. Shoka means misery, and Harini means she does hari, you know, she removes, takes away the miseries from the three world. She can also take away your misery if you approach her in that way which was described. Thank you very much. I will rest my kata here. So much more is here, but may this be opened another time. I thank you very much. I like very much that you are an audience who likes to hear. That's very nice. And I will request Rudvik. Is Rudvik here? Not yet, not totally here. I will ask our... I was a little bewildered what his name now is. Prana Vallava, now I remember. He will stand there at the exit and will touch your own head with the flower bouquet of Radharani. In this way, your life will be useful, you know.